Good morning, guys. I'm Rajiv. Good morning. That's my wife, Mihiri. Do you want to stand up? She's very shy. Yeah. And that's Nims. She also works with us as a team. And that's Pragit over there. You want to stand up, Pragit? Some people say that he looks like Jesus, so, you know. So, today I just want to talk to you about moving forward as a Christian, right? I haven't been a Christian for a long time. I've only been a Christian for about 6 years. And out of those 6 years, I was in church for about 1.5 years, learning the truth. And then I had the desire to go out of the church, into the community. Because I knew that, you know, people out there need God just as much as we need him. You understand? So we just started going out and, you know, we started digging into the scriptures and wanted to see the power of God manifest in people's lives. And we've been seeing some amazing stuff happen. Right, today, so I'm going to share a bit about those stuff. So about 6 years ago, when I became a Christian, I was working at a bookstore at the time and had a back problem after a few months. I had a lower back problem, which the doctors couldn't diagnose either. So most of my days, I was just lying on bed, you know, trying to recover. And it became so worse that, you know, Mihiri had to lift me up. You know, looking at the sizes, you know, you realize that it's a bit hard for her, you know? But one day a friend of mine called and he said, Rajiv, do you know that Jesus heals? And the last thing I wanted to hear was a religious guy, you know, talking to me about Jesus at this moment, right? And I said, I do believe, I have heard this stuff, but, you know, I haven't experienced it for myself. So I don't know if that is true or not, right? So he said, you know, don't worry about it. Can I pray for you over the phone? And I said, yeah, go ahead. He prayed for me and he said, now go to sleep, all right, and you'll be fine. And the next morning I woke up and without even realizing I was in my kitchen having a glass of water, I realized the pain was gone, you know. And from that time onwards, you know, I just wanted to see the power of God work and I wanted to understand what really happened. All right. So I went back to the scriptures and I found out that, you know, the kingdom of God is not just a matter of words, but it works with power. All right. So there is always power, right, in the kingdom of God. So if we say that we have the kingdom of God in us, we got to experience it. Amen. Amen. All right. Turn to Psalms 23. Okay, Psalms 23. And this is something that happens to every person who gets Christ into their lives. Okay? Three things are going to follow you the day that you become born again. And I'm going to show you that today. All right? All right, Psalms 23, verse 6. Okay? These three things are going to follow you if you understand this, right? They're called surely goodness and mercy. All right? David here says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me for the rest of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Okay? So what's the job of surely? He makes sure, all right, that goodness and mercy follows you. All right? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Okay? We oftentimes we say that God is good. Don't we? Yeah. We always say God is good and everybody's like, all the time, you know? Right? And if that is true, all right, you got to realize that he's your father. And if he's good, he's going to be good to you. All right? Our mindsets play a big part in this role as a Christian. Okay? That's why Paul said in Romans 12, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Okay? Transformation doesn't happen as soon as you get born again. You receive Christ into your life, but there's a part that you have to play where you get your minds renewed. All right? And I'll tell you how to understand if your mind is renewed. Okay? We are in this world, and sometimes we cannot neglect some of the things that happen around us. For example, you know, when people talk about the credit crunch, all right, you can't neglect it. But I got news for you. You don't have to be a part of it. All right? Because Jesus said, though you're in this world, you're not of it. All right? You got to realize, though you're walking in this world, you're walking in heaven as well. The Bible actually says that you're already seated with him in heavenly places. All right? Everything that is written in the Bible is for us. Okay? God is not hiding any secret from us. He's not keeping any secrets. Everything is revealed in the world, in the Word. Okay? And it's us to go and discover what is written and to experience it. Yeah. All right? So if you're going through financial problems, if you're going through, you know, problems with your health, for example, there's always an answer here. All right? Amen. The Word says that the Word of God is living. It's alive and active. Yeah? So if the Word of God is living, all right, we got to let the Word live in us and experience it. The Word has to become flesh in us so we can experience the living Word. All right? Now, for example, the Bible says, though he was rich, he became poor so that in his poverty, you can become rich. A lot of people don't like that when people think, oh, you're talking about prosperity here. I'm not talking about living like pigs, you know? I'm talking about, you know, God providing all your needs. All right? God taking care of you. He took the curse upon himself so that you can experience a blessing. That's what he did. All right? And when the Bible says, by his stripes you were healed, he took it upon himself so that you can experience the blessing. All right? Now listen. Can we read another scripture? Is that okay? Right. Turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Now here Jesus says something very interesting. He says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the world. Okay? God gives us the Holy Spirit for a reason. Not so that he can come into you and you can just experience, you know, just talking in tongues, you know, having a good time. That's all good, right? But there's more to it. You get it? All right? There's more to more to why God gave you the Holy Spirit, because he wants you to see something here. All right? You're going to be witnesses unto me, Jesus says. What is a witness? What does a witness do? You get to see some amazing stuff happen. All right? God can work outside of you, but he wants you to witness, so he gives you the Holy Spirit and says, go. As you go, you're going to witness my power. You know, some of the things that we experienced in these few years is just amazing. You know, most of the time I go lay hands, me or one of the guys here, we go lay hands on the sick, for example, and we see amazing stuff happen and we get to experience and we're like, Lord, we saw that, you know. We get to witness that, right? And that's what God wants everybody to experience. He said, you know, the Bible says God gave Jesus his son, right? If he gave you his son, how much more will he give all the other things that you need to live this life, right? I call this purpose-driven life, right? Walking with Christ is a purpose-driven, you know, life. Because there's a purpose into your life now. It's not just, you know, going to work, getting a salary, getting old, dying, you know. That's not what it's all about now. We got a purpose to live. We become a manifestation of heaven on earth. Yes, right? The kingdom of God is at hand. Yeah? So go lay hands on someone. It's the kingdom of God is at hand. All right? That's anyway. Right? Right? Now the kingdom of God is in you. All right? When Jesus came, he said the kingdom of God is at hand. But the moment you receive him, now the kingdom of God is in you. You got to realize that. You know? You got to train your mind to think in a certain way where you realize, man, wherever I go, whatever I do, the kingdom of God is manifesting through me. This is the simple message. You know, we are not some specially anointed people. You know, I got a bit tired of living the normal Christian life and I wanted to see the power of God work. Because I had read about certain people in the past who experienced it and they had the same message. We are not special people. We are not specially anointed. They said we are just simple believers. Everybody can experience this. You know, you can have this 24/7 happening in your life. I remember we were ministering to this guy, and he had a problem with his knee. And not you, by the way. He had a problem with his knee, and me and Nims, we were there, we were just talking to him, just talking about the things of God. And he was looking at me and he was looking at his knee and he said, I feel like there's an earthquake going on in my knee. You know, we didn't lay hands or anything. We just started talking about the things of the kingdom. And you know, God is, he wants to work through you. He wants to show himself as God. He wants to show his power. And that's why Jesus said, you'll do even greater things than I did. Because we are supposed to take Jesus as an example and say, if he did it, that's my brother. I can do it. Yes. You know? We are called the sons and the daughters of God. To those who receive him, to them gave he power, ability to become the children of God. Are you all children of God?
Yes?
Yes? Then you can experience this. Right? Wherever you go, I mean, when we got married, right? For the first few years, we were really struggling. And for some weird reason, I thought that's the will of God. He wanted me to struggle, you know. And I was ready to enjoy it and say, Lord, if this is what you want us to be, we'll just live like this. That's fine. But then I started reading the word and I realized, man, I got it all mixed up. You know, I got it all wrong. Right? Let me tell you something. I used to be a musician. All right? And I used to sing this song those days called No Woman, No Cry. Have you heard it? Okay? For a long time, I thought what Bob Marley was trying to say is if you don't have a woman in your life, you will not cry. All right? All right? But when I started hanging out with some of my Jamaican friends, I realized they talk different, you know? They talk English, but they talk a bit different, right? Bob Marley wasn't against women. He was for women. He was telling, no, woman, don't cry. Everything is going to be all right. And all that time, I thought he was saying... You get it? So, so that's pretty much what we think about Jesus. We sometimes take some of the things that he says and we have misinterpret what he's saying. All right. But he said, all you heavy laden, come to me and I'll give you stress. Did he say that? Rest. You get it? It's not stress. Jesus doesn't come into your life to give you some stress. And some people, sadly, that's how they view him. You know, as you know, the moment I became Christian, oh, everything started going wrong. So much stress. But no, there's a rest where you can rest and experience the goodness of God in your life. All right? And that rest comes once you start walking with him. All right? He took all the curses upon himself because he loved you. You know? And it's time that we go out and start shining his light. All right? Because the world outside, they don't need religion anymore. They're tired of it. What they need is the sons of God, the daughters of God to rise up and shine. You know? And I've seen amazing miracles happen with atheists, you know, people from other religions. It never bothers God. You know, we make it a big deal. But what we are called is to go out and shine the light. And it's not just about going and doing good. It's about manifesting the kingdom of God. Right? Bringing light into darkness. So people can see you and say, there's something different about you. You get it? You know, every religion tells you to do good. But the gospel is not just about doing good. It's about shining the light of Christ. All right? You're supposed to go, you know, God's promises are real. Everything that you touch will prosper. If you understand it, you get it? The reason a lot of Christians don't experience this is because of their lack of knowledge. Even God says in the book of Hosea, he says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. All right? God wants the best for you. And that's why Jesus always said, if you, being evil, all right, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to you? O ye of little faith. He said that. You know, faith is nothing but putting your full trust in God and understanding him as the Father. All right? I'll tell you something. A lot of people find it hard to believe God because he's not somebody that you see with your physical eyes. He's not somebody that you can feel with your physical senses. All right? But think about this for a moment. In this room right now, there are television signals floating around, radio signals floating around, all right? Or Wi-Fi network signals floating around, right? But you can't see it. You need a device to tap into it, though. And if you have that device, you can tap into it. God created humans to tap into his nature. And this signal is called faith. That's why Jesus said, faith, as small as a mustard seed, will move a mountain. All right? It's not rocket science, right? I'm not trying to make the gospel complicated. It's so simple. You know? Everywhere Jesus went, he said, just believe. It's as easy as it gets. Just believe. Not just saying, oh, I believe God, you know? You're facing a lot of troubles in your life and you're saying, I believe God. In the book of James, it says, even the devils believe and they tremble. All right? So they know God is there. You know, just saying God is there is not enough. You got to learn to believe in his promises and say, this is for me. You don't have to be religious going out and, you know, just quoting scripture at everyone, you know? That stuff doesn't work. You got to believe it for yourself. All right? Every time we go out or we lay hands on the sick, some of us, we go on the streets, NIMS goes on the streets. Pragit works in the duty free and he gets to pray for a lot of people there. and he has seen some amazing stuff happen. All right? It's because we believe. If you don't, we don't go lay hands, right? But Jesus said, you'll be witnesses unto me. The power of God is not, you know, just something that you work up for. The power of God is there, and he has the power. All you got to do is go lay hands, or, you know, pray for people. You know, that's all good. And that's when you start to see the manifestation. Okay? Whenever people came up to Jesus with a problem, he didn't just stand there and quote scripture. By my stripes you are healed, brother. he didn't say that. It was a reality for him in his heart. All right? But he worked it out. He just laid down and said, do you believe? He said, yes. Then be receive. You can pretty much act the same way. When we go to pray for the sick, we don't pray long prayers. Even Jesus said, don't do that. He said, you know, the heathen, they think, you know, because of their long prayers, they'll be heard. You know, it doesn't have to be long. All right? You can just be healed. All right? Because prayer is not just something that you pray long and long and, you know, you don't hear from it. God wants a two-way conversation, not just one way. But sadly, most of the time we pray long prayers and think, okay, as long as I do my thing, you know, God will hear. But, you know, he wants to talk to you as well. I mean, most of the time when you face problems, how God speaks to you is through the word. He'll bring a revelation into your life and he'll want you to live it. Any revelation that you understand is what sets you free. Okay, now listen to this. Jesus said, if you follow my teaching, you'll know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Okay? But is every Christian walking in this freedom that he's talking about? No? Some people experience it in certain areas of their lives because that's the area that they understand. Okay? We see healings happen on people's lives. We go lay hands on the sick and we see the sick healed. That's because it's a truth that we understand. When we started going and praying for the sick, it was a reality in our life saying, God wants to heal the sick. All right? Lay hands on them and they get healed. Yeah? But we were still struggling with our finances at the time, you know? And it was a bit of a hard life for us. But when I went to the scriptures and I saw what was there, I applied that into our lives. All right? And all of a sudden, it was like, you know, something just opened up. You know, every truth that is in the Bible is living, right? Now, Jesus is called the living word. The Bible is the written word. Okay? The living word is there so that you can experience the written word is there so that you can experience the living word. Any truth that you take out of the Bible, all right, and you believe, that's when you believe in that area, and all of a sudden the living word is able to work through you in that area. All right? And that's pretty much what happened with us. And I mean, it's been really amazing for the past few years. You know, we have been seeing some really amazing stuff happen in our lives. You know, because I started applying it. And it's not just a one-off thing, because wherever we go, sometimes we have little groups where we teach them to walk like this, and they experience it as well. I remember when I was in Switzerland, all right, a cousin of mine was facing some financial problems in his life. And when I went there, I just started talking to him about some of this stuff, and they're like so hyped. They were so hyped up about the message, you know. They said, this is amazing. This is something that we haven't heard before. I said, that's why you need to hear this. And so I just started teaching him it, you know, from the Bible. And he said, we're just going to start applying this into our lives, right? They're in a lot of debt. 1 week later, after they started believing this, right? One of their debtors called them and said, you know the debt that you owe us? We just want you to forget it, you know, take it as a gift and forget about it, right? Freedom, you know? For this reason has Christ set us free. That's for freedom. For this reason, you can experience freedom in every area of your life. It can be addiction, right? It can be financial problems. It can be your health. Whatever it is, there's freedom. All right? So you need to apply it. So I would encourage you, when you go home from, after this meeting today, just don't read the Bible and say, okay, I'm just going to do it for, you know, just to please God. All right? Don't read the Bible like that. Just take one scripture and meditate on it. Okay? Think about it day and night. When God was giving Joshua Moses' ministry, all right, the first thing God told Joshua was to meditate on the word day and night. Meditate on my law at the time, you know? Meditate on it day and night. All right? So we need to meditate on this. We need to understand what the word says. Okay? So that we can experience it. So, because the moment you face a problem, you will not, if your mind is renewed, the moment you face a problem, you will not go into, you know, depression or regret. Right? If your mind is renewed, you'll straight away go into faith and say, Lord, this is just like a little mountain. You're starting to see the mountain through the eyes of the Lord. And you realize this is not too big for my God. Our God is greater. We just sang that, right? All right? He's greater in power. Okay? So he can do amazing stuff. You know where in Ephesians 3:20 it says, now unto him, unto God, who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Amen?
Amen.
You get it? But you're missing the other line. It says, according to the power that works in us. You get it? It says, according to the power that works in us. God wants to do exceedingly abundantly, but he has given you the power. You got to see the picture, right? You got to see yourself as successful or healed or whatever it is. You got to apply it. And God is able to do exceedingly abundantly about what you ask or think. All right? But the power works in you. There you go. I'm not lying. Okay? All right? According to the power that works in us. You see that? He's able to do all this because there is power in us. He has invested power. He has given us the Holy Spirit. All right? And the Holy Spirit is able to do all this stuff. All right? The disciples were just like us. They were messed up. All right? When they were they started following Jesus, they were pretty much messed up. Remember, Jesus was saying, if your enemy slaps you in one cheek, you turn the other. But do you realize, Peter was carrying a knife with him? All right? You know, he wasn't, totally getting what Jesus was talking about. But it took time. All right? And after that period, you read the book of Acts, and all the disciples were walking like Jesus now. Okay? In the early Christian, if you study the Christian history, when people addressed you as a Christian, they saw you as little Christs. You know? Because you were able to do the same things that Jesus did. You get it? That's why we are called Christians. We were not called to build another religion. But we are called to live like Christ, to be Christ-like, okay? Without Christ in your Christian life, you're just an Ian, all right? Okay? You're Christian. You take Christ out of it, you're just an Ian, yeah? All right? So we are supposed to bring Christ into every area of our lives, okay? Are you getting something out of this? Yeah? Right. Okay, turn with me to James chapter 1, verse 17. I want to show you something here. James chapter 1, verse 17. You remember how Jesus said, "You are the light of this world," right? When he was on earth, he said, "I am the light," and then he said, "Now you are the light." Okay. Now I want you to read this, understanding that you are the light. Okay. Here it says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above." Yeah. Period. Anything bad happening into your life, don't think of it as, "Oh, God is doing this," because this is what it says. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. This is pretty much how we live our lives. Anything good that is happening in our lives, we accept it as God doing it in our lives. Anything bad, we just reject. Now we don't want that. All right. Okay. Okay. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of who?
Lights.
Who are the lights? You, exactly. And he's the Father of these lights. So he wants to send down all the good gifts. You know, it keeps walking down to you. All the good things, you know. Surely goodness and mercy, wherever you go, surely make sure the other guys are following you, you know. Okay. Comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. That's a good thing. If God changes his mind and says, "You messed up, I'm going to put something bad in your life," then you got to be scared. But here it says, he's not going to change. He's going to make sure every good and perfect gift is going to follow you. It's coming down into your life. Yes. And if you understand that, you can see it happen all the time. I mean, even when things go wrong, if you understand, man, God is with me and something good is going to happen right now. You believe that, you walk with that awareness, I'm telling you, it's going to change. Everything that I'm talking to you now is not just stuff that I just picked off the Bible, but these are things that we experience to ourselves. You know, we experienced it. You get it? And that's why I'm able to tell you it works. All right? So every good and perfect gift, remember, every time something good, accept it. I always tell people, you know, Satan is like a good salesman. He knocks on your door offering you, you know, depression, you know, poverty, right? He'll offer you stuff. And a lot of people are like, "Yeah, I'll take it," you know. You know, if it's something that you don't want, you can just close the door and say, "I don't need that." Depression is not a sickness, guys. It's a state of mind. And you can change it by rejoicing. Remember, when Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice," he was at jail at the time. He was in jail, locked up, beaten up, you know. And he's like, "Yay," you know, praising God. He was locked up in jail, beaten up, and he said, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." Why? Because his focus was not in the things that was happening on him. He was focusing on God and saying, "You are greater. You know, I'm going to come out of this." Even in one of his letters, he says, "You know, it's good for me to go and be with the Lord, but for your sake, I'm going to stick around for a little while." That's how bold he was, right? He was in jail being beaten up, okay? All the guards must have been like, "What's he talking about? Look at the things he's writing." He was writing, I think it was for the Corinthians, he was writing and saying, "It's good for me to go and be with the Lord, but for your sake, I'm going to stick around for a little longer." All right? And the guards must have thought, we can kill you if you want, right? But Paul had a revelation. He said, "Christ in me," you know? He knew this. You got to realize Christ is not somewhere outside of you. When you mess up, he doesn't walk outside of you and be like, "What did you do, guy?" You know? He's always in you. All right? Even when you mess up. All right? He's there with you. He's like, "Don't worry about it. Let's move forward." Okay? Just try not to, you know, make that mistake again, but we'll move forward. And he's holding on to you. He's in you. "He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit," is what the Bible says. You cannot be separated now. You are united with him. I get so excited when I talk about this. You know, things just come into my mind and I'm like so excited. I'm hyped up, you know.
but you can be like me. You can be crazy like me, you know? Because we are here on earth to change the world. All right? The world has to see something different in us when we call ourselves Christians. At my workplace, you know, I worked with atheists, as I said, you know, I prayed, I've laid hands on them, I've seen them healed, I see all these things, and, you know, it's amazing what some of them come and tell me. They're like, you're not like some of the Christians that we know. You don't judge us, you don't try to condemn us, right? I'm not the judge. This is what we got to understand. We are not in this world to go and judge people. Yeah, people go and do some horrible stuff. All right? But we are supposed to go and live different so that they can look at you and think, man, there's something different about you and I wish I could be like you. You know? As long as we keep pointing our finger and saying, don't do that, don't, you know, for them, it doesn't even make sense. They don't value God the way you and I do. You understand? So trying to judge them based on what you understand is a bit, you know, is being unfair. All right? So just go and be love. Be a manifestation of love, what love is all about. Help some people out. I mean, in the past, we helped some families, you know, financially, because I know that every good and perfect gift is from above. I know that God has got my back. You know, I don't have to be self-centered anymore. This is the problem that the world is facing, right? Everybody is so self-centered. It's all about me, me, me. But once you come to Christ, this is what you got to realize. He's got your back. You don't have to worry. All right? So when you, that's why Jesus said, seek ye the kingdom of God and all its righteousness. Everything else will be added. Because as long as you're focused on the things of God, you don't have time to worry about your problems. So God is freely able to work on that. Do you understand this? All right? So I remember when I started working in my, you know, current job, the first salary that I got, I had to give it to a family who was struggling at the time. All right? And the moment you do that, your mind goes, oh man, you're going to struggle this month as well. You know, it's going to be really hard. You know, the carnal mind is, you know, always trying to tell you that's not going to work. You know, it's going to be bad. But we just help him out. And Mihiri works for a company. And this guy is, you know, Mihiri's boss is a really nice guy. But when it comes to money, you know, he's a bit stingy, you know. But this particular month, Mihiri's boss decided to give Mihiri a bonus, and when we checked it, it was the exact amount of the salary that I got that month. You know? So God is good. He's able to work through stingy men, you know? But that's how good He is, you know? And you got to realize God is good. My message today is to let you know that He's good. He's the Father of goodness. All right? He's the Father of light. He wants you to smile all the time. A lot of Christians are like, you know, you don't have to be like that, right? You can enjoy life. You can take Jesus with you wherever you go. He's in you. He's with you, right? When you're at your workplace, He's there. When you're doing your shopping, He's there. He's always there. You just got to realize that and understand, man, no deadly thing is going to touch me now. Because I belong to Him. That's why Jesus said in Luke 10:19, you know, I give you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and all the powers of the enemy, and nothing, I'm telling you, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Yeah. You got to understand that. All right? Just walk with that awareness. Walk like Paul and say, you know, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Greater is He who is in me than the one in this world. So every time the world comes and tells you swine flu, or, you know, bird flu, monkey flu, or, you know, you don't have to panic and, oh my gosh, you know. You don't have to worry now. You got to realize, you know, whatever the enemy does, greater is He who is in me than the one in this world. Amen. All right? So I hope you enjoy that. And guys, just don't take this as another message. Live it out. You know, read the scriptures. Apply it. You know, every time I read the scriptures and I see things written about me, I get excited. You know, everything in the New Testament is about you and me, about new life, right? All things have become new to those who are in Christ. You can forget about all the failures that you had, all the problems that you faced as a child or, you know, in your past. You can forget all that and say, new life now. I had a hard life when I was growing up, you know. And I was always holding on to it, thinking, man, you know, I hate, you know, what I faced when I was a kid. But I gave that all up and said, new life. I'm going to experience it. I'm going to see this happen. And God is good. You know, he makes sure it happens. All right? So we are gonna, if you need prayer, you can come forward. And we'll pray for you. All right?
I want to open this time out because I believe that Jesus touched and healed you this morning. Yes?
Okay. Charlie is what they call pigeon-toed. His feet go in like that. And he just got prayed for by Jesus. And what happened? You can at least say that bit.
Well, my feet went straight again. Yeah.
Praise God. Noreen, you were saying that you had a testimony. Come on. Hallelujah.
I've been praying last night while Perrin and I were cooking. I was going to actually pray alone in the room. But I was praying and I was thinking of to prepare me to receive his healing. And this morning I came and I can't quite remember what happened, but when I went into his presence, I've stopped playing the organ because my fingertips are quite frozen and sometimes I make mistakes, so you know, I didn't want to do that. And my toes have been frozen for quite some time, and I find it difficult to walk. My daughter bought me a pair of shoes for Christmas, and I found it so difficult to walk with these shoes. And I didn't complain. I said, Lord, I know you're going to heal me. And I spoke to my old doctor, who said that sometimes when you have diabetes, it happens, or, you know, sometimes there's a thing called neuritis or something, the nerves, that it happens. But I told myself, no, I will not believe that, because I know my Lord is going to heal me. And I brought a dear, dear old friend of mine today with me, Ramini, and her friend too. And I said, I told the Lord, Lord, even if I don't receive healing, please let them receive healing. And Lord, I also offer up my daughter to you. I offered these people, three people, to him yesterday while we were cooking. And while he was praying for me, I felt like, and also you all know I had the knee problems, I felt like the water, there was water going out of my toes. I actually felt like water, and I was wriggling my toes to see whether I had perspired or, you know, I had a wet feeling in my toes. And I went to the kitchen and I told those ladies, nothing is wet. And he said something that confirmed to me that I think the Lord spoke to me through him to say that, thank you for your faithfulness. Oh, I love him so much. I'm sorry, I'm such a... watery person, but I can't help it.
Water's like, come up there.
I give glory to God for my cure, because I just don't like to complain. My knees are paining. This Perin always asks me, Ammi, is your knee paining when I don't sleep in the night and I'm tossing about? I say, no, I'm fine. And truly he made me fine. And I thank you, Lord, for your glory. Amen. For your glory. He will never, ever fail us. He will never fail us in anything. Thank you very much, Father.
Praise God. Who's next? Anyone else? Come on, many of you said, yes, Jesus healed me, so don't be shy. Come on, Joe. Just 2 minutes, you know, yeah. 30 seconds.
All right. Basically, what happened was I think I had a detached retina, and Jesus looked like over there. he prayed for my eyes, and definitely it got healed. And then I got everyone to pray for me, to be honest. Yeah, so a lot of words of encouragement from all of them. I mean, I can't remember your name's wife here. Yeah? Raj's wife prayed for me. I felt as though, like, my head felt like a lot, I don't know, just a lot calmer, to be honest. Like, I felt a bit less, I don't know, just felt more straight about myself. And definitely when Raj prayed for me as well, like, just loads of words of encouragement and a lot of things, like, just confirmed to what God has told me as well. So it's just definitely been a great experience for you guys coming. And I think I've just got all around physical, spiritual, mental healing all the way around. So it's been great. It's been great.
Praise God. Praise God. Anyone else? Anyone else? Don't be shy, because, you know, it's a... Come on in.
Thank you. I had wonderful prayer for healing of my lower back, which is healed. So thank you, Jesus. And I have a lot of other physical problems. So I'm just sort of seeing that as the start. Maybe it'll be like Noreen's water rushing around me or something to something. But I feel that's been the start of other things, and when I wake up tomorrow, there'll be even more healing. So I just thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Kaurutina, you know, it doesn't matter if you want to come and share in Tamil or Sinhalese, you know, we'll translate. Come on, sister.
Glory be to God. I felt the anointing of Jesus Christ. I felt the anointing of the Holy Spirit in me. When the sister was praying for me, I really felt it heavily. I knew that all things are possible through Christ who strengthened me. So, thank God.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Praise God. Lift up your voice and praise the living God. He is good. There's so much anointing here this morning. That is the truth. I came believing that I will receive my healing. My problem is night. I have nightmare when I sleep. I can't sleep properly. If I sleep 4 or 5 hours, I'm all right. But that has continued and so forth. I pray. So I pray about it this morning. I said, let the man of God touch me. And when he pray, I receive it. You know, I know why I did not go, why I did not come out at first. Because I was thinking, probably when I sleep tonight, probably when I say, Satan, you are a liar. So, you know, the word of God said, if you believe, only believe. We walk by faith, not by sight. Yes. So I believe I'm here. Amen. I believe I'm here. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. I like to thank God. It's my wife always nagging about my right ankle. So go and have a faith and go and get prayed and heal. So Jesus, like, he prayed for me. Look, normally when I have in a bath, I cannot stay on a right foot long. So I had to hold on to something. So I can do that now. Thank you, Lord.
So I told you guys about my gums and teeth problem last time. So My mouth has been hurting continuously for the last few days since my last treatment. It was hurting this morning when I came as well. But actually throughout worship and throughout the word and everything, I could just feel that pain going away. So I just want to thank God for that, because I know that being in God's presence is just what we need. Like when we are, I came here today faithful that when one of you guys pray for me, it's just going to go away. So I don't know. I hope it is when Jesus like prayed for me, or maybe it was Jesus himself, probably. So praise God.
I've got a testimony. And I'm Rajiv, you know, I'm going to get you for this. You know, while yesterday we had a worship session, and I was lifting a lot of heavy stuff, and I had a shoulder pain. I thought, you know, it's just normal shoulder pain, and I was praying last night and I went to sleep. But when I woke up today, I had the same pain. But while I was praying, and I was like on my knees, and I was praying, and I was feeling like loosen up, and I'm healed right now from my shoulder pain.
Oh. Anyone else? Anybody else?
මම දෙවියන්ට ස්තුති කරනවා ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ යහපත් මගේ ප්‍රෙෂර් එක තියෙන නිසා මම ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේගේ කරුණාවේ 16 මට ප්‍රේ කරා ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේට ස්තුති කරනවා මගේ ඔළුවට අත තියෙනකොට කරන්ට් එකක් වාගේ මගේ ඔළුව දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ප්‍රෙෂර් එක ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ සුව කරපු නිසා මම උන්වහන්සේ ස්තුති කරනවා වේදනාව දන්නා වූ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අප සමග නිසා
හල්ලෙලුයා She had pressure, and as someone prayed for her, she felt that a real release, and you know, like a current going through her. So praise God for that healing. Yes, Perin.
Thank you, Lord. I get these breakouts on my skin, and it sort of goes, and then it just comes back. And I was telling Rajiv that. I think it's an allergy to a particular food, but since of late, like in the past 2 weeks, it's just broken out. Like I've not been able to explain how badly, like my skin has broken out, like my skin's been bleeding. But I will, you know, I'm expecting these marks to leave, and pretty soon I'm expecting these marks to just leave me alone, go away, and in Jesus' name I'll commit that to him. So thank you, Lord.
Just one more, last one more person. Anybody?
When we were doing worship, I had low blood iron and low vitamin D for must be a good year and a bit. I've been exhausted constantly. I've been anxious to the point of not being able, like shutting down. Like I can't do anything. Like if you were to ring me up and say, "Can you write such and such?" I'd be like, "I can't." And while we were doing worship, my heart started, I've had these hardcore, like, heart palpitations for ages. And I can't breathe, and I'm finding it like I'm not breathing. And then today when we were doing worship, it started pounding to, like, I've never had it before. It was so bad. It was like, and so I got Anne to pray for me, not Jesus this time. He did like, and then when you prayed for me, I felt finally just a peace, like a calm, I get overexcited because everything's too much, but now I feel calm, and that's what I have to walk in. So thanks, Lord. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for being kind. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Cecilia. Wow. Praise God.
Hi, I'm always a man of few words. Don't ask me my age. I've had so many miracles happen in my life, it's unbelievable. I'll just tell you a few. Today I've been cured, I got no pains. I'm a man of many pains.